Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, January 29th, 2018. A statement by Siemens CEO Joe Kaeser was met with disbelief by trade union representatives and politicians in Berlin. At the World Economic Forum in Davos, Kaeser announced to U.S. President Donald Trump that Siemens, encouraged by new U.S. tax reforms, plans to develop and build new gas turbines for power generation in the United States. The catch? Only recently the company announced to cut 7,000 jobs worldwide in the power sector, and 900 Berliners are threatened by unemployment. Berlin's head of the IG Metall union, Klaus Abel, called Kaeser's statements irresponsible with regard to people's concerns about their jobs. Politicians are also outraged by the statements made by the Siemens CEO. Gerhard Hanke of the CDU, a member of the Economic Affairs Council in Spandau, stated that the relocation of production to the U.S. is a resounding slap in the face to the proud employees in our Siemens city. A Siemens spokesperson rejected the criticism at the request of the Berliner Morgenpost, stating that it is common practice that gas turbines designed for local markets are also developed, tested, and produced locally, especially since they are designed for the specific electricity networks. Despite a worldwide decline in demand, the U.S. is still an important gas turbine market for Siemens. The spokesperson also pointed out that a successful test of the new technology also will have consequences for Berlin, remarking that Siemens is testing so they can sell later in order to achieve the highest possible occupancy rate in Berlin. Despite the cuts, Berlin should remain a gas turbine center within the group. During the Cold War, for many Westerners, the iconic Avos Grandstand and the Funkturm were the first sites before entering the then-divided city. But the area in Charlottenburg has not aged well and is plagued by traffic, noise, dirt, and ailing construction. Several projects are on the way to restore and rejuvenate this area. An investor bought the heritage-protected grandstand of the Avos and plans to build offices beneath the seating rows. A special highlight is a glass event room situated in the middle of the grandstand, which can be rented for celebrations directly next to the thunderous motorway, which is used by 90,000 vehicles per day. The Senate is planning to invest 250 million euro for the renovation of the Funkturm interchange, with the priority of increasing safety for travelers. The close-by Rudolf-Wissel-Brücke will have to be completely rebuilt. The city is also considering building a park at Westkreuz, and the central bus station needs to be enlarged because more and more Berliners are traveling by long-distance coach. Last but not least, there is the International Congress Centrum, which has been closed for 4 years. Currently, there is a dispute between the owner, who wants to tear down the building, and the Senate, who would like to preserve it. The ICC is infested with asbestos, which would have to be removed at the cost of hundreds of millions of euros should the building be renovated. Kai Nastheimer, a 53-year-old AfD politician and non-attached parliamentarian in the Berlin House of Representatives, is currently on trial at the Tiergarten Court. According to the prosecution, Nastheimer, who won the first direct mandate for AfD in Berlin in September of 2016 in Lichtenberg, is accused of having defamed homosexuals several times on Facebook in December of 2014. Among other things, he is said to have written, quote, "Genetic defect, degenerate, no matter how you turn it, is simply unnatural." According to the prosecution, he called lesbians and gays a, quote, "degenerated species," wrote that it makes sense that, quote, "homosexuals cannot reproduce, so nature erases mistakes in the program," and he insulted homosexual politicians. In his remarks, the defendant portrayed people with a homosexual orientation as physically and socially inferior persons in comparison to the rest of the population, said the prosecutor Holger Brücke at the reading of his accusation. In the event of a conviction, Nastheimer is liable to a fine or imprisonment of up to 3 years. Before the case, the politician had also made headlines because of his previous membership in the German Defense League, which is classified as right-wing extremist and hostile to Islam by the Bremen Office for the Protection of the Constitution. For the release of the German translation of Fire and Fury Inside the Trump White House, author Michael Wolff will present his book on February 26th at the Volksbühne in Berlin. The book about the first year of Donald Trump's presidency is causing a stir, especially because the president's ex-advisor Steve Bannon is quoted in it. Bannon had made negative comments about Trump's family members, including remarking that daughter Ivanka is, quote, as dumb as a brick. The author also relies on Bannon to describe the chaotic conditions in the White House. The title is on its way to becoming one of the most successful nonfiction books in the U.S. in recent years. Fire and Fury was released just under 3 weeks ago and ranks first on many bestseller lists, having sold more than 1.7 million copies. Nonfiction seldom sells a million copies so quickly. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. Also, find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.